Well, I'm glad Scott and our organization has given us the opportunity today to let you meet our new coaches and get to know them a little bit. And we're excited about the staff that we have. We've got a great group of men that are tremendous teachers, but I think they're guys that are great people with great people skills. And I'm excited for you to meet them. The first priority, really twofold. Number one is to get going right away in terms of putting a staff together, going through the process of putting a staff together as quickly as we can. But at the same time, want to make sure we get the right guys. I think we'll be able to do that. We're close. We've got one more coach to hire, and we're going through a process. And I'm hopeful that'll be resolved in the very near future. But we need to get the right guy. He's the right fit for us, and we're the right fit for him. And this is an opportunity still for us to do that. We're not going to, be white knuckled about that. So that was number one. And number two is to continue to reach out to our players collectively as a staff and individually. I think we've hit most of the players in terms of at least making some type of contact. Not everybody yet in terms of responses, but we're getting closer. And the same thing for me. He's left it up to us to make the decisions on our coaching staff. And, we've tried to be really mindful. Number one, we've got some really very, very good teachers at every position, including our quality control guys who we feel not only can be good at their positions, but ascend within our organization as we move forward, as we have success and we lose people to other teams for greater responsibility, that we have a succession plan for our coaches, and that's part of this hiring process. Well, he doesn't have a copy of the playbook. We had a meet and greet, and he went back to Nashville. We were allowed to give him a playbook. We don't have one in place as of yet. It's in the process as we move through all the other things that are happening. That's one of the things we're doing is putting our playbook together in hard copy. So because we do have the ability to send those books out, but we haven't completed them as yet. So when we get them done, and that'll be within a reasonable amount of time, we'll be able to get it out to them. Absolutely. We've got extremely experienced guys in all three areas. Obviously, you're well aware of Joe DeCamillis, his experience. He's got 24 years in this league as a special teams coordinator in a variety of places and for a variety of coaches. So he comes obviously well recommended and with tremendous experience. I knew Aaron very well because I coached with him in Oakland, and it was an opportunity like this that he needed to grow as a coach. And Sean was very good about wanting to see him move on and do that, to have an opportunity. And feeling the number one thing as a play caller is you feel like you're hip to hip with your line coach, and in this case the coordinator, because Aaron and I will be involved in play calling as we move through game scenarios. So we have a great understanding of each other and what has to be done, starting with protection, the run game, and then the passing game. And then finally, I didn't know Mel when we interviewed him. He came highly recommended, and after speaking with him, not even talking football for a couple hours, just talking to him in general about his personal life and ideologies and philosophies, and just how he dealt with players and how he wanted to present himself to the team, I thought he was the exactly in the right place at the right time. And then once I got into the meeting room with him and John and Mike and the new guys on the staff, I felt completely confident that he was exactly the right guy for this job. And I think you'll see that as we move along, and you'll get to know him a little bit better today, and you'll really see that in him. He's got tremendous potential as a leader, and he's got his ability as a teacher is as good as anybody I've been around. I said that earlier. It would be very, very good teachers, guys who can ascend in their roles as they move in through their careers, but great people skills. I mean, very easily approachable. I think you'll see that today with very, very good communication skills. Well, I think that, Chris is coming back not as a guy who's transitioning into being an assistant coach. He's coming back to do it the right way. He's coming, but not as a player who becomes a coach, but he's doing it by doing the tough work. He's got to learn the computer, learn how to draw plays, learning how to do all of that. So he wanted to learn how to be a coach from the ground up. What he gives you not with that is he understands the defense very well. He understands what it's like to be a player from a different perspective. I think he'll have the respect of the players because they know him. A lot of them know him as a person. So I'm excited for him and the start of his football career because he wants to do it the right way. He doesn't feel like he's entitled to have more of a job than he has. And he's a great addition in terms of as a communicator and an understanding of the defense. He really adds value to our staff. Well, I'm optimistic, you know, hearing, you know, the coaches and talking to the coaches, talking to scouts, talking to people in personnel about, you know, not just the quality of player we have, football player, but the type of people we're walking into in our locker room. And that's the most exciting part. This is obviously a really good locker room of people that love football. They're going to work hard. And, you know, we're just excited as a staff to get in there and looking forward to April when we can get with our players and get a chance to really spend some time with, get to really know them and get to talk football with them as well.